Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Easter Sunday service. We were played in by the Diddington Colliery Band. You may remember I mentioned that Sue Perkins was trying to revive bands. Well, they were playing there. I thought, you know, we'd give them a helping hand. It's a good day. It's a day to celebrate. Christ is risen and Cambridge won the boat race. So here we are, double celebrations. The Children's Bible says this: it was early on Sunday morning. The women were going to Jesus' grave. They had spices to make it all smell nice. But where was the big heavy stone? Someone had rolled it away. The women went inside. They gasped, "Jesus' body isn't here. It's gone." Then they saw a shining angel. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, but he isn't here. God has brought him to life again, just as Jesus said. Off you go now and tell his friends." The women ran and ran. This was the happiest day ever. This is the happiest day ever, because new life has arrived. Let us greet each other with the words on the screen. You will read the ones in bold. And me, the others. Christ is risen.
Amen.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen.
Amen. Let's stand together and sing our first song this morning. We have a strong and certain hope. Our songs are on CD, so just follow the singing, not the playing. It'll become clear. So let's stand together and worship our living God. Lord, we thank you we can gather here this morning in great celebration. We thank you whether we are few or many, we gather because you have risen. We gather to worship you, the living Lord, who gave your life so that we might live, who was brought back to life by the power of God, who broke the power of death and hell. And Lord, we worship you that we can be people who live freely, knowing that we can be with you forever. From this moment on, we thank you, Lord, and we pray that as we join together, your spirit would move among us and that we would be aware of the living Lord in our midst. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. The book of Revelation is a very confusing book. If anyone ever tells you they know what it's about, then be assured, they don't. But there are some great images and some great truths in the book as well. Some great visions of the future, some great things that cross over boundaries between present and future. And there's a wonderful passage about the resurrected lamb, which I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 5, which says this: "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sits on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.' Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center before the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sits on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding gold bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchase for God members of every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. We have this wonderful picture of the resurrected Jesus, a picture that's built up in the throne room of God. Everyone is waiting, thousands upon thousands, angels and people and creatures, all waiting to receive the risen Lord. And who should walk in but a lamb looking as if it had been slain? It's hardly what you would expect if you were watching a film about these events. You'd expect everyone waiting, and in comes this grand figure. But that's not the way of the God that we worship, because at the centre is Jesus, the Lamb who was slain. Not some wonderful figure we cannot relate to. Not some wonderful figure who's so far from us that he is unbelievable. But a lamb who was slain, standing at the centre. And all creatures on heaven and earth and under the earth worship. This is a picture of the future, but it is also a picture of us today joining together with all creatures, as today we celebrate the risen Lord. So do the trees, so do the flowers, so do the animals, so do the angels. And there may be few of us in here, but we join with thousands upon thousands of others as we worship the Lamb who was slain. The book of Colossians says this, that the Son, or the Lamb, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to be reconciled to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So we come today to gather round the Lamb who was slain. We come today to gather at this table, as we did 2 days ago. 2 days ago, we came to the cross and we remembered Jesus' great sacrifice. Today, we remember the same, but we remember it in light of the resurrection, that Jesus' sacrifice broke the power of death so that we who believe should never die. So we look at this table and we're invited to come. It says, "Look, here is the Lord's table, spread as for a feast, bread for breaking, wine for drinking, signs of his love, signs of his sacrifice, symbols of his life that was broken and his blood that was poured out. He is not dead. He is risen. He is living. And he is among us this morning." So we come in faith to this table. You and I, companions on a journey towards God. Some of us arrive here fresh and eager in the spirit of this day. But others of us are weary and we need nourishment. We can all gather because we're invited by Jesus. And we are told, come, do not hesitate, for the feast is ready and the Lord himself invites us. So as we break bread together, there's some words will appear on the screen. Again, if you would respond with the ones in bold. Risen Christ, you walk with friends and explain the scriptures. Warm our hearts with your living word. Lord Jesus Christ, be known to us in the breaking of bread. Risen Christ, you were a guest in the home of disciples. In this fellowship, be our guest and transform our life together with your living presence. Lord Jesus Christ, be known to us in the breaking of bread. You blessed bread and broke it, recognized by those who knew you. Feed us with your living bread, that we might live as witnesses to your risen life. Lord Jesus Christ, be known to us in the breaking of bread. So as we break the bread, we remember not only Jesus' body broken on the cross, but Jesus' now resurrected body, still having those signs of being broken. And as we drink from the cup, we remember his blood that was shed. We remember the new covenant, which promises that we will never be parted from him again. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you we can gather on this day. And we thank you that you are with us, that you are among us. We thank you that just as we did on Good Friday, we can gather around your table, eat this bread, and drink this cup. We thank you we do it in light of your resurrection, knowing that it is you, the living Lord, who invites us to eat and to drink. And Lord, we ask that as we eat of this bread and this cup, that we would know of your broken body, your shed blood, and that these have bought for us eternal life and peace and freedom. Forgive us, Lord, that we don't live in a way that brings glory to you so many times. Forgive us, Lord, that we aren't very good witnesses in so many ways. But thank you that, as you said to your disciples, I have eagerly desired to share this meal with you. Thank you that you eagerly desire to meet with us today. And we ask that you would as we eat and drink. For we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. As usual, we take and eat when we receive, and we save the cup to drink together at the end. Thank you. One people, one cup. A sign of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many. It's a covenant sealed by the blood of Jesus. Let us drink, let us be thankful, and let us agree never to forget. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you we could pause at the beginning of this day, sharing again in the bread and the wine. We thank you, Lord, for your resurrection. Not that you rose from the dead yourself, but by the power of God, you were brought back to life. We thank you that on that morning, Mary and Salome walked down to the tomb in great distress and ran away from it, realizing that you had risen. Help us, Lord, to realize this afresh in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be filled afresh with your Spirit and to realize today the true power of our risen Lord. We just pause this morning to think about this afternoon and the baptisms of Carol and Andrea. We pray, Lord, for them, that as they go under the water, showing the signs that they have died to an old life and come up into a life that you've given them, we pray that you'd fill them with your Spirit, that they would know the power of your resurrection within them, and that we would be able to celebrate together as we witness to this. We pray for those who today is not such a good day as well, who today is not a celebration. We pray for those who are unwell, for those who are suffering in our fellowship, for those who are far away and can't be with us. And we ask that they too would know the power of your resurrection in their lives, surrounding them. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we reflect after communion and prayers, let's just watch what's on the screen and reflect again on the resurrection of Jesus and what that means to us.